name's Dr. Vicky McKechnie, and I'm a clinical psychologist working at the Imperial Cardiac Health and Rehabilitation Service. I'm here with two of my colleagues today.
Hi everyone, my name is Kelly and I also work as part of our service as a clinical health psychologist.
Hello, my name's Katie, a clinical psychologist in the same team.
Today we're going to have a bit of a discussion about a diagnosis of heart failure and the impact that that can have on people. And firstly, we wanted to talk a little bit about why a diagnosis of heart failure can be quite a distressing experience for people.
Thank you very much, Vicky, for highlighting this very important area. I think reflecting over my experience working with individuals with a diagnosis of heart failure, we appreciate that the language alone around understanding our condition can be quite challenging. When we listen to the term heart failure, without a full understanding of what that means, it can perhaps convey a sense of our heart not working fully. When in fact we know that when we take into account current treatments, including medications and devices for this condition, that in fact we can live for many years with this condition, and it can be considered more of a chronic condition to live with. I'm now going to hand over to Katie, who's going to share a bit more about her reflections on this area.
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying, really, Kelly. I think sometimes there might be some misunderstandings or misconceptions about the diagnosis that might really exacerbate people's distress. Because like you say, although it is a serious and progressive illness, I think some people may view it as a bit of a death sentence and perhaps not be aware, like you say, that it is on a spectrum of severity. And also, as you said, the treatments have advanced so much in recent years, and people can have a really good quality of life now quite often, and also live for a lot longer. So I think it's really important that people do have that accurate understanding of their diagnosis and where they are on that spectrum of severity as well.
And it's interesting kind of picking up on what both of you have said there, really. We know that for a lot of people, the diagnosis of heart failure can really impact on how they see themselves, perhaps because their role might have changed, or there might be some things that they need to modify or change or adapt. And that can have a real impact on how they see and understand themselves. And we might call that kind of self-identity. We tend to find that can particularly be an issue perhaps for those younger people who are diagnosed with heart failure, and maybe that's come as quite an unexpected thing and doesn't perhaps fit with their understanding or way that they see themselves, and that can be a really difficult thing to adjust to, and that can be very distressing. Similarly, for some people with heart failure, their treatment will be that they have a device implanted. And that can also be a very difficult thing for people to sort of get their head around. It can bring up anxiety and worry for some. And it can also, again, impact on how people see themselves.
Just to add to that, Vicky, I think definitely amongst some of the younger patients that we see, there can also be some body image concerns, can't there? Mm-hmm. Finding, like you said, a big impact on self-identity as well. Yeah.
All really helpful observations, Vicky and Katie. And I suppose thinking about this area as well, it's been noted that unfortunately many individuals who actually have heart failure aren't actually diagnosed until perhaps later in their illness journey. And I wondered if we could reflect a bit on why this might be the case, and perhaps what might encourage people to be able to get diagnosed earlier.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? I think it's probably partly due to a lack of understanding of heart failure symptoms sometimes. So it's easy, isn't it, to attribute symptoms like breathlessness or maybe fatigue to perhaps anxiety or asthma or other conditions that might be a bit more benign. And I think maybe fear is a factor as well. So sometimes people might have a suspicion, for example, that leg swelling could be related to their heart, but because they're worried about the diagnosis, they may avoid going to the doctor and talking about these symptoms because they don't want the diagnosis actually confirmed. Yeah.
And I suppose kind of picking up on that, I'm just sort of thinking about things that might help people to perhaps visit their doctor or seek a diagnosis earlier. And certainly, I think, as you said, Katie, that sort of perhaps lack of knowledge or awareness about heart failure, I think it's certainly important that that people do kind of know in the public or get education about sort of what the symptoms might be and also the benefits of an early diagnosis, which mean that that the person can get the treatment that they need, that they will benefit from. We've also talked a bit, haven't we, about some of the fear that people might have, particularly as Kelly said, around the language and what a diagnosis of heart failure might mean. So I think, again, building awareness and understanding of what it is might encourage people perhaps who are feeling fearful to feel more confident to learn a bit more about their symptoms and what they mean, even if ultimately that does lead to a diagnosis of heart failure. We know that actually there are lots of effective treatments that will help people to live with a good quality of life for a long time. It's really important that that is kind of communicated and understood so that people feel perhaps less fearful about coming forward because of the possibility of receiving that diagnosis.
I would agree there, and perhaps my added reflection to what you've both kindly shared is, I think thinking about our experience with individuals with heart failure, we often see a misconception that only older or old people may experience heart failure, when in fact we know that there's quite a lot of variability with age. A diagnosis as well. So having the knowledge, being empowered to understand that perhaps there are symptoms that would benefit from further investigations can also be helpful to keep in mind as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Just to finish off, I wonder if it'd be helpful for us to think about, so keeping in mind all of the challenges and how distressing it can be for patients to receive a diagnosis of heart failure, what kind of things might be helpful for health professionals to consider when making a diagnosis during that consultation?
Yeah, I think that's a really important thing to sort of reflect on and think about. And given that we know that there are misconceptions and maybe it's something that not everybody has lots of knowledge and understanding, I think it's so important that the person who's talking their patient through their diagnosis really takes the time to explain, well, what does this actually mean? What does it mean generally, but also what does it mean for the person in front of them? Kind of explaining, you know, that there's a bit of a spectrum of heart failure and where does that person fall on that and what does that mean for them? We know, of course, particularly at times of stress, that sometimes it can be difficult for people to sort of take in information. It's a lot to take on and people might be quite distressed. So it's particularly important to check that the person who's been given the diagnosis kind of understands what they've been told, really. We know as well, don't we, that it's not uncommon for all of us to have pre-existing beliefs or misconceptions or ideas or indeed misunderstandings about certain health conditions or things that we're told. So really important to kind of check in perhaps what the person's understanding is, to see if there are any of those misconceptions that maybe need to just be sort of spoken through, which may really, really help the person as they kind of come to sort of adjust, I suppose, to this diagnosis. Given that we know as well that people, you know, it's a lot to take in kind of information-wise and psychologically as well, I think offering a follow-up appointment can be a really helpful thing. Perhaps the person might have gone away, had time to think about it, and come back with more questions. So I think that could be really helpful as well.
Absolutely, Vicky. And I think perhaps just adding on to that, I think something that we're fortunate to see most of our medical colleagues do already, when we think about how the diagnosis is shared, being able to deliver the diagnosis with empathy and being able to really validate our patients' response to this diagnosis, which may understandably look and feel like distress or shock, and perhaps even some difficulty in absorbing the enormity of what this may mean. I think that as medical and healthcare professionals, our colleagues also have a really valuable knowledge of onward supports and resources, such as the organisation Pumping Marvelous, which is a great community resource for individuals living with heart failure, but also more traditionally the supports that would be available through a referral into a heart failure service if possible, or if appropriate, a cardiac rehabilitation service for further input.
Yeah, I think that peer support is so important, isn't it? And everything that you both said as well, I think will probably really help. The only thing I'd just add is, I think in terms of the tone of the delivery and the language that's used in making the diagnosis, as well as empathy, I think because a lot of patients probably feel quite helpless and quite powerless, it's really important that there's an emphasis on collaboration, that the patient will be really involved in all the decisions about their care. There'll be a lot of self-management as well. So really trying to foster a sense of empowerment in patients is important too, I think. Great. Is there anything else, any other reflections or any other thoughts before we finish up?
Not from me, but thank you for the opportunity to be able to speak about this today.